seeing mind. Seeing is the facility from a spiritual view, which is the only real view, is perspective. Being able to tell the difference between one thing and another. And of course, soul becomes part of that because soul is our way of identifying, and all of the senses of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling are really what soul is all about. Spirit is the only substance which is flawless. Therefore, the senses, which are soul, are flawless. They are spiritual. There is no matter. Matter is non-existent. Spirit is the only substance. That means anything unlike spirit is not substance. Spirit is omni, one, only, and all. So spirit is the only substance. Therefore, to look at anything besides spirit as the substance is looking at a mistake. What do we do with mistakes? We replace them. We don't try to improve them. We replace them. It's on or off. It's not maybe. Genesis 1 states that God made man, in verse 6, chapter 1, in his image and after his likeness. Now, if we're going to understand man, we have to accept the premise that the Bible is true. We have the opportunity to go in there and prove every individual point. Jesus was certainly the prime example. Mary Baker Eddy states that Jesus was the best man that ever trod the globe. How did Jesus conduct himself? He said he did not even have a place to lay his head. So he was as far from matter and possessions that are considered material possessions as anyone could possibly get. Like a dog. A dog lives on one thing. Love. They're expert at loving. If we emulated a dog's love, which is unconditional, which is forgiving, trusting, patient, perseverant, loyal, faithful, we would be abiding by the golden rule. Mary Baker Eddy stopped every hour to examine her thought to make sure that there wasn't anything less than godlike that she was thinking about anyone at all, or any event. That's the inspiration for this prayer treatment. Am I thinking of anyone at all? Am I seeing them, anyone at all, that is not expressing those qualities that are mentioned as the preferred qualities that a woman would like to see in a man? I need to think of each of the recent individuals that have come to my thought and do a reality check. Am I looking at each and every one of them as having those qualities? If not, I need to correct my thought. This is the diapason of heaven for mind as provided to us by Mary Baker Eddy. The real Christian scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. From Miscellaneous Writings, 206. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names from personal sense to spiritual sense, and see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. Amen.